And welcome to Apache Scout Mind Control 2012, Volume 1. This is the Mind Suck Eliminator. How to eliminate sucky self-talk in just seconds. So we're going to dive right in. If you've seen the video, the first segment of this is going to be a tiny bit repetitious, but that's okay. You're going to discover the power of repetition in the second and the third audios that we have in this tiny little program today. So, stupid self-talk, okay? You know, why do we listen to it? Okay, why can't we control it? You see, the number one mistake that most people make is this. They attempt to control stupid self-talk, you know, by going inside. In other words, stop it. Now, let me think of something positive. Let me stop saying stupid things. Now, here's the deal. In some areas of life, often, well, I can tell you with, I don't know, 10, 15, almost 20 years of personal coaching, that there are times where the inner has to lead the outer. And there are times where doing something obvious on the outer profoundly transforms the inner. Okay? Here's a good example, what we're going to talk about today. So what we want to do is we want to go from stupid self-talk to stupid talk at all. Why do we listen to stupid talk at all? What we tend to do is we tend to pretend that it's courteous. You know, we assert that it's kind. And what it comes down to is this. It is not courteous, it is not kind to listen to anyone engage in stupid talk. So what we get to do now is define what exactly is stupid talk. Stupid talk, as far as I'm concerned, again, this comes from Grandpa and one of my elders. By the way, isn't it nice referring to elders as grandpa? Not, I've trained with this famous person. No, there's some affection there. You know, yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about the old ways of training. You actually developed a relationship and had some affection for the people that you trained with. Anyway, tiny little rant. So what is stupid self-talk? Stupid talk in general, which is where we're going to focus right now, is this. Any comment made by a stupid person, well, disregard it. Walk away. Any stupid comment made by an intelligent person, disregard it, walk away. That's what Grandpa would say. Okay? And by the way, every single psychologically healthy, successful person that I know does what I'm going to share with you today. They do not waste their time. They do not waste their lives engaging in stupid talk. In other words, they don't gossip. They don't focus on the news. They don't focus on how bad it is. By the way, when I say focus, I actually mean talk. I actually mean listen to it. Because if you waste your life, your time, listening to stupid stories, your life will be a stupid story. Literally, I want you to think about this. When we talk about being courteous and kind, well, yeah, I didn't want to walk away from him. He was, what? He was filling your mind with garbage. He was repeating the same thing that he always does. And this is the number one thing that keeps you stuck. As far as I can tell, with well over a decade, almost 20 years in coaching, I can tell you, stupid self-talk keeps you stuck. Now, here's the deal. This is why we're going to start this way. If you can't stop someone on the outside from engaging in stupid talk, you're not going to be able to stop yourself from engaging in stupid self-talk. In other words, the habits that you have are the habits that you have. If you're going to justify, well, you know, it's kind. I'm just being kind. I'm listening to him talk about his problems. I'm listening to him talk about how bad the world is. I'm listening to him talk about, well, you know, times are tough and people are weak and there's nothing we can do. 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 Have I thought that there's nothing we can? Yeah, there's nothing we can do. Every time you listen to this crap, it does two things. One, if you want to be courteous, if you want to be kind, think about this. Hey, by the way, I've done this. If you let them repeat the same story to you that they've told you time and time again, they get to live it time and time again. I consider that rude. Letting somebody relive the same crap again and again and again while they tell you about it is rude. Second of all, you get to live it. You know, even if you think, I'm a positive person, I'm standing here listening to a negative person, but I'm a positive person, you're letting them input into you. And by the way, why do we do it? We do it because we're wusses. Plain and simple, we do it because we're wimps. It's not because we're courteous or we're kind. If we were courteous, if we were kind, we would tell him, shut up. Okay, literally, we would walk away. We wouldn't let them repeat it. We wouldn't let them put it into us, because once we hear it often enough, here's part of the power of repetition, we'll be covering this later. Once you hear it often enough, you simply accept it as truth. It's not about argument. It's about repetition. Think about it. This is what politics do. This is what commercials do. They repeat the same tiny little bumper sticker thoughts so you don't have to think. Time and time again. And suddenly, well, you know, for some reason, I can't do anything. Right. So, what do we do with all this? Courtesy, kindness, let's put it in perspective. If you're going to let people dump on you, you're not being courteous to you or kind to you. If you're going to let people dump, you know, repeat the same stories themselves, you really aren't being courteous or kind to them either. In other words, let's put a stop to it. Again, the real reason why? We're trained to be wimps. We're trained to be wusses. And we keep training ourselves to do that. Because think about it. Would you let someone take money from your wallet? Would you? You'd be upset if somebody took money from your wallet. You wouldn't say, oh, I'm being courteous because they need it. You know, they've got a problem. They need my money. I'll let them steal it. No, but you will let them steal your life. You will let them steal your lifetime. So, let's put an end to that right now. Courtesy, kindness, no. Not a chance. Next. So what do we do? Excuse me. So in the video, we talked about three methods. We're going to cover them again here as well. By the way, if you want to look at the video, just go to NLPlive.com. Put in stop... Oh, I forget what I said it is. Anyway, stop self-talk, something like that. You'll find the article, and it's also in your handbook. There's a link to it in your handbook. Anyway, by the way, why do we cover things with repetition? Again, because the more often you hear it, the more your mind will accept it. And when we cover the stuff on repetition, again, what happens when we cover something positive with repetition? You'll notice when, you know, by the way, think about this. You walk up to someone, you say, how are you doing? And they go, good. How about you? Oh. The person who's got a good thing going on just says, good. The person who's got a bad thing going on, or at least they think it's bad, they'll rant forever. They'll talk forever. They'll tell you the same story. Did I tell you last time? Yeah, you did. Well, let me tell you again. Oh, yeah? Right. So, three things we can do in this first part of this tiny little recording. By the way, this is going to be fabulous. If you find this first part useful, I'm thinking about giving this first part away for free along with the video. If you're finding this useful, wait till you buckle up and hear what's coming next, because this is just the intro. First thing we do, honest to God, you've got to train yourself to be a ninja, a samurai, an Apache scout. This is all about Apache scout mind control. It's not about controlling their minds, it's about taking control of yours. And if you take control of yours, by the way, taking control of yours is pretty simple. One of the things that you can do is go, gotta go, see ya. You'll train them. You will. But you're, more importantly, training yourself first, not to waste your life listening to crap. So what we want to do is take control of our own mind. In other words, you don't stand there and go, I'm going to think positive thoughts while he inputs negative thoughts. Oh, I'll daydream and let... Well, we'll find out about trance later. Anyway, one. Step one, walk away. Just say no. Step two, if you don't want to walk away, redirect to something useful. And you might have to do this several times, and that could be fun. And this could also, again, help you to control your own mind in a very practical way. And also give them the opportunity to learn how to control theirs. Literally, you could redirect them. You could literally just, okay, that's pretty good. Let me ask you about this. I know you could help me here. Okay, that's a nice one. Let me ask you about this. I know you can help me here. Okay, and move into something productive. Okay, and if they take it back, well, I didn't finish. Yeah, I know. But I really, this is important. Okay, we talked about that before. But anyway, this is really important. I think you're going to like this. You can help me here. Okay, we're also using a phonetic ambiguity. Help me here. Here, being H-E-A-R and H-E-R-E. Two words that sound the same have very different things. Remember, in the world of NLP, we notice that the mind processes very quickly. You know, if you think you're not taking any negative crap off of people, think again. You want to put a stop to that right now. And when you tell people, yeah, I think you can help me here, you're literally telling them to listen. as well as marking out a point in time. Understanding that language works this way is very powerful. And again, one of the keys is almost nobody's using this consciously. And I'm not, and you don't want to always use it consciously, but you want to realize that whenever, well, it sort of works like this. If I say, "Yeah, I think you could, yeah, you're going to like this. I think you can help me here. Listen to this." And literally, you're helping them shift gears. When I tell someone to, when I say, "Here, listen to this," I'm taking them out of their world of fuzzy movies by commanding them to hear, listen to this. And I'm bringing them to something positive. And I can tell a 10-minute story about something positive and ask them, what do they think? How would they improve it? Okay? And by the way, I've had negative people walk away from me when I do this, which is fascinating, because when someone's running stupid self-talk and stupid talk outside and they walk away while I'm doing positive bits, that's fine by me. I'm letting them have the chance to control their own mind. They can choose to take in a positive or not. So, redirect to what's useful. Tiny little bit there, listen closely to what we just did here, and take notes on it, play with it. You can have a lot of fun with this and really bless people and benefit their lives. Number three, we can really break this out, and this is good. This is called breaking out of the box. You know, Joe, we talked about this before. Have there been any significant changes, any that I'm interested in? And they may, honest to God, their head will probably tilt and they'll look at you a little bit strange. Because I want to find something new, something fun, productive, positive to talk about. You want to pick a subject or should I? Now. Now, again, some people think that's rude. But I think it's rude to talk about your complaints all the time. I think it's rude to put garbage in other people's minds instead of helping them learn how to focus positively. And I want you to think about this. Politicians, most marketers, news, media, good news doesn't sell. Bad news does. You know, focusing on problems and pain, that's what marketers do. That's what I got to do. But there's a huge difference. One of the ways that I do it, I want to give you back the power. That's important to me. Two, if you look at most things, oh, take my pill forever and you'll forever have a benefit. Oh, in other words, they want to take your money and your power. Versus, here's your power. Learn how to think about this. And again, when I share my thoughts and I ask you to think about it, that's important because I'm not just sharing my thoughts with you. I want you to engage your thinking process and realize, you know what? Is that person being kind to themselves? Are they being courteous to me? I don't think so. So I'm going to be kind. I will walk away. I will redirect. And I will use this tiny little formula. You know, Joe, we talked about this before. Any significant changes? Any that I'm interested in? You know, and you can sort of joke around about that. By the way, I do that, and it does work. Let's find something new, fun, productive, positive to talk about. Do you want to pick, or should I? Okay? So this is the end of part one. And by the way, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give this away. If you've benefited from this so far, the complete product has a nice little handbook. Looks like it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 15 pages. Pretty sweet. Yeah, bare bones. I don't write novels, you know, why write a novel when you can write a tiny little handbook and make it work? So if you like this, again, swing on in, get the rest of the recordings. They will boggle your mind and give you lots of good stuff to work with. So that's it for now. I'll be back in a few moments with part two, Mr. 2020, at nlplive.com. All right, time to rock and roll, getting out of the box. So here's the deal. You'll notice that Steve's stupid talk in the video is a box. I used a square sheet of paper and put him in a box intentionally. Because I want you to think about this. At the best, the box is a prison. At the worst, it becomes a casket. When you let someone repeat their same stuff again and again and again, you're letting them live in a prison. If you let them do it long enough, they won't even have a life. And then we can call it a casket. That's how I feel about this stuff. By the way, whenever I've been quote-unquote kind and courteous and let people ramble forever, it has never benefited them. Never, not once. On the other hand, whenever I help them get to the point. By the way, I'm trained in naturopathy. And so one of the things that happens is people say, oh, so you're a naturopath. No, I did not complete the training. I didn't want to. But I'm training naturopathy. What can I help you with? Well, I have this problem, something, something. Okay, cool. Just give me the bare bones. That way we don't get lost in the details. Because the bare bones can get us to a solution. Well, you know, I went to see this person, I went to see that person, and they all said, no. What's your condition? Tell me about your daily life. Three sentences or less. Again, we want to get them out of the box. In other words, one of the ways to get them out of the box, I want you to think about this. The butterfly grows inside the cocoon. The chicken grows inside of the egg. At some point, the chicken goes, I can't stay in this egg anymore, and bursts out. What we're doing whenever we limit the size of someone's box is we help them burst out of it. In other words, if they're going to repeat the same negative stuff and the same disempowering stories to keep them in the same stuck states again and again and again. See, one of the things that I've noticed, I'm deliberately interrupting my own patterns here because this helps you do yours. Again, I'm teaching how to tell stories. So one of the things that I've noticed is this. People will tell the same story. I've clocked this. Literally, they'll start talking about, well, you know, there's my trick elbow thing. And I'll look at my watch. And I'll tell a story that lasts 7 minutes and 30 seconds. And next time I see them in public, and they're talking to somebody else, and they go, oh, let me tell you about my tricks. And I'll look at my watch. And unless they get interrupted sufficiently, they'll take the same amount of time to tell the same story again and again and again. Literally, they have a length of trance that they get stuck in. In other words, they have a set amount of time in which they're in prison. And that leads to death. So what I want you to do is feel free to interrupt people. Feel free to interrupt yourself a tiny little bit. So that's one of the things that you'll notice I do in a lot of the recordings. I'll stop and shift gears. And we can do that. Again, when I'm talking to someone, you know, what I want you to do is, see, there's something I want to tell you about here. Listen to this. What's really important, I think you'd really like this. Okay? Now, when we do tiny little bits like that, with little pauses and stuff, we don't sound like the most elegant speaker, but we really don't care about that. Because what we want to do is throw some sand in the gears and help them bust out of their machine. Because simply, life is somewhat lived in a tiny little jail cell box that leads to a casket box. Or we can step outside of all of that. So, to do that, point down a little bit, leadership. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Most people are trying to manage their minds, manage their self-talk. Okay, remember, that's what we're talking about here. This is all getting back to self-talk, eliminating sucky self-talk. Most people try to manage their minds. Stop thinking about that. Think about something else. Don't think of a blue elephant. Think of a pink one. Okay, most people try to run their minds by managing their minds. And let me tell you something, managing your mind is tough. I was paid to be a manager once. I'll never do it again. I voluntarily became a manager once. I'll never do it again. On the other hand, being a leader, that's cool. Have there been any books, I don't even know, have there been many books on great managers? No, I don't think so. And if there's one or two, hey, good for you. Thank you for wasting some time looking that up. On the other hand, because some people will do that, they'll consistently just buck whatever you say. Yeah, again, that's another strategy to be aware of. So another thing is this. How many great books are there on leaders? God, there's tons of books on leaders. My one buddy, he's got tons of books on Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was a leader. Okay, now when we think about leaders, one of the ways that you can learn to lead your mind, which is largely invisible, is to lead other people's. And I don't mean manipulate, and I don't mean for your good. I mean for theirs. So literally, whenever they go, yep, I'm going to come over and tell you my 14-minute story again. And you say, hold on. Got it. I got to listen here is something I want to tell you about. This is really good. Notice there's some variations of what I'm doing. Listen here. This is something. Yeah, listen here. Okay, this is ambiguities. They're fun. I have an old recording on this somewhere. I think maybe on Amazon, a DVD. So whenever you lead their mind instead of trying to manage yours. By the way, think about managing yours. They're talking negative crap, and you're trying to manage your thinking. Yeah, right. Let's see how much fun that is. If you decide that you want to be a leader, one of the things that you get to do is lead by example. When you dedicate yourself to not letting negative stuff come into you, there's not going to be nearly as much negative stuff, sucky stuff, coming out of you. And again, this is a practical way to run your mind. You learn how to run yours by stopping theirs. Again, we're working at a different fractal size. So, yeah, that's it for now. Let's move on to the third bit, the secret of repetition. So the secret of repetition sort of goes like this. The more often you hear something, when you hear something often, and the more often you hear something, the more likely you are to accept it as true. Yay. You know, some people, when they become aware of that, they go, my God, you know, how many times have I... Well, you see, let's talk about this for a little bit. The power of repetition, it's not about convincing anyone of anything. It's about you say the same thing, you say the same thing, you say the same thing, especially if it's just a little bumper sticker bit. Okay, like global financial crisis, or the recession, or the economy, or change. Change is good. Who doesn't like change? You say the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. Actually, you hear the same thing, hear the same thing, hear the same thing, and you begin to become convinced that it's true. By the way, if you say the same thing, you're hearing it as well. When you say something out loud, you're also listening to yourself saying it. So if you want to hypnotize yourself or hypnotize others, like the news media and most marketers do, say the same thing, say the same thing. Say it a little differently, but say the same thing. Say the same thing. Or listen to the same thing. Listen to the same thing. Okay, got it? This is not rocket science. But again, if we repeat the truth, on the other hand, we get to explore what's true. If we speak in love, all sorts of neat things happen. One of the things that I tell people time and time again is this. Lose your mind, come back to your senses. Start noticing the natural world. You'll start to notice that there is no suffering out there. There's pain, but there's no suffering. You'll notice that there's a natural divine order to everything. You plant in the spring, you harvest in the fall. Start planting good stuff, realizing that it's going to be a little while, perhaps. Almost everyone's looking for a quick fix, and yep, they do happen. But at the same time, the same time, the same time, notice nature. By the way, we don't know how long it is between spring and fall. We don't know how long the summer's going to be. But planting good stuff all the time, planting and pruning, two tiny little bits, you can prune a tree, you can prune a bush, you can prune a rose. And you can prune your mind. You can prune other people's minds, too. Plant good seeds in them. Don't let them plant bad ones in you. And prune. Again, that's what we're talking about here. So repetition. Repetition can be freeing. Again, it's like a hammer. It's like a gun. It's like a commercial. Literally anything can be good or bad. It depends on the context that it's being used in, the intention behind it, and where you're coming from. So let's just get real here for a few minutes. A hammer can be used to hammer a nail or crack a windshield. I've seen both as a cop. I've done both as a man. Well, no, I haven't. I haven't cracked a windshield. But I've seen it. But once I've seen it, it's in my head. Okay? Oh, you could use a hammer to crack a windshield. On the other hand, if that's all I think about, if that's all I hear, you know, women are bad, men are bad, men and women are bad, well, people are bad, well, I better just stay at home and, well, I wonder why I'm lonely. Yeah, right. So, repetition. Let's listen to some of this stuff and put an end to it. And let's start listening to some good stuff again and again and again. Again, the secret of repetition, choose what gets put in there. Honest to God. And if there's something that you don't want in there, walk away from it, redirect it, or break it out. Those are the three methods that we covered in the first recording. Remember the box. And by the way, so we talk about repetition, the box. Look around. Just look around. Take the time to actually look around and notice nature. Take the time to look around and notice people. And maybe you need to notice a different area of nature or a different area of people. But I can guarantee you this. If you start looking with softer eyes and looking around, don't just look at people. Soften your eyes and just take them in at their entirety. It's really easy. You know, we talk about health, wellness, poverty. You know, money comes, money goes. But you can focus your life in a way that generates wealth. You can focus your life in a way that allows you to be naturally healthy. Focusing on what pill fixes what puts the power outside of you. But if you study history, if you look at animals, animals for the most part don't need pills. You look at us historically, we haven't needed pills. We just didn't eat bad. We didn't think bad. We didn't think stupid. We didn't put up with stuff like that. Literally, they ostracized people from societies for specific reasons. One of them was that they were damaging to the society. Stop being damaging to your society. So, the power of repetition. Notice. Listen. Decide what you're going to repetitively put inside your head. Decide who you're going to repetitively put inside your head. And listen in love. By the way, we can always listen in love. Sometimes listening in love means you tell someone to shut up, or you change the subject. Other times listening in love means you're not looking for the deep hidden meanings behind things. Just listen. Listen in love. Look in love. Come from a place of integrity like that. And realize that, you know, here's the thing. We can say someone's a negative person. And I've used that phrase intentionally in this training. But really, it's just about stupid talk. It's not about stupid people. I've used that phrase intentionally too. But it's not about stupid people, it's about stupidity. And anyone can learn. We can teach, we can train anyone. And again, one of the big keys with this tiny little program is this. It's the tiny bits that matter. The difference between courteous and kind and being a wimp or a wuss. Again, often, if you're honest with yourself, you'll listen to crap because you're a wimp or a wuss. And courteous and kind is going, you know what? Bob, we talked about this before. Or you just change the subject. Listen, here is something that you know, you're going to really enjoy. Check this out. I need to ask your opinion about this. And talk for 15 minutes about something positive. And if they want to leave, let them. If they want to stay, cool. Something that'll start to happen once you've become a leader, we talked about that in the prior recording, once you become a leader, people will seek you out. Here's the deal. If you fill your life full of stupidity, it will attract more stupidity, and it will generate more stupidity. Stupidity plus stupidity, and stupidity times stupidity equals more stupidity. On the other hand, stupidity plus good, stupidity plus standing up and not being a wimp or a wuss, that makes a difference. At some point, people start seeking you out because, again, this is one of the things that happened to me. I'm an accidental coach. I had people that I was training in Kung Fu come in, and one of the things that they would say to me, you know, two people come to mind specifically. One fella tells me, he says, you know, I don't want to train. What I want to do is talk. Because when I talk to you, it makes a difference in my life. He became less interested in Kung Fu and more interested in talking with me because I wouldn't let him talk about dumb stuff. And I'd give him some decent input. Because think about this. Once you stop wasting your time, you only have so much. You can make tons of money. You can always make more money. But you can't generate more time. Once you decide to get a grip on your time, once you start actually helping people get a grip on their time, if they don't want to, by the way, if they want to surrender to negative, stupid stuff, we don't just let them. We give them a chance. Because oftentimes they've not been trained to decide, you know what, I'm changing the channel. I'm turning it off. I'm going to go swing the bat instead of watching a game. Okay? So, once we decide to lead them, we learn how to lead us. If we try to manage them, manage us, well, that's not being a man. Not at all. So, I think that's about it for this recording. Having a lot of fun using notes here today. And I'll be back in just a moment. Okay, so here we go, the dynamics. So three things tend to happen. Okay, let's talk about Steve, the one who wants to do stupid talk around you. Could be Steve inside your mind, could be Steve outside of your mind, doesn't matter. Steve, stupid talk, right? Three things tend to happen. Let's use the outside example because it's just what happens on the inside. First, they talk, we listen. So they're all active and we're all passive. Oh, that's a lot of fun, isn't it? If we start to go a little active, we'll join in. Oh, yeah, you think you're bad? I take 10 pills. Oh, but I take 10 pills and 2 tablets. Well, I've got a scar. I've got a bigger scar. Right. But generally, what happens is they talk, we listen. Yeah, that's a good way to live. If you have some of our old recordings, you get to know about the Silver Star Syndrome. That's part of the old Candid recordings. Anyway, step two. We stand still and we think about what we would say. We don't actually say it. We're wusses and wimps, remember? So we stand there and we listen to them do their data dump in us. And it's really not data dump, it's a doo-doo dump. And they do a doo-doo dump into us and we go, yeah, well, this is what I would say, but I'll just be courteous and kind and let them talk. I'll think about what I would say. You think about it, but you don't do it. Have you noticed that shows up in your life? At least until you stop being a wuss and a wimp. Number three, we become drained and de-energized. In other words, when we become drained and de-energized, we lose our clarity and we lose our energy. And we wonder why we walk around in a fog, confused, unable to make a decision about something simple, like hamburger or cheeseburger. Hey, it's only a 20-cent slice of cheese, kids. But anyway, so let's go into some details here. Number one, they talk, we listen. Again, while they're talking and we're listening, we'll tend to make movies. We'll imagine, oh, that's terrible. I'm glad that's not happening to me yet. I wonder if it'll happen to my mother. Okay, or my dad. Oh, my God. I've got someone that could happen to that. Well, I could be... See, they talk, we listen. Movies happen. Once movies happen, we run two patterns called apply to self and apply to others. And then, pretty much, we're screwed. So we've got to stop that. Just plain and simple. If you're a wuss, if you're being courteous and kind, well, then that's what happens. Again, two, we think about what they would say. Now, I want you to notice this. Back when I studied hypnosis, I noticed that when you put someone in a trance, they'd basically stand there like almost at attention at what we call like a catatonic state. So like, right, flatlined, but often standing in trance. In other words, while you're just standing there all taking it in, you are taking it in. You probably are in trance. You know, one of the jokes that I tell people is this. I got tired of being a hypnotist. I decided to be an anti-hypnotist because I'm sick and tired of people being in trance most of their lives and missing out on the good stuff. So, they talk, we listen. We think about what we would say. Yeah, we're in trance thinking, yeah, that's what I would say. Right. And drain and de-energize. Listen. You want to know why most people are sick? You want to know why most people are confused and don't have energy? They devote energy to stupid things. Stop it. You know, literally, people have very powerful imaginations. If you listen to Neville Goddard, I really enjoy freeneville.com. If you listen to Neville Goddard, he basically says imagination is the... Let's say it's the God principle within you. What you imagine can come into your life. And by the way, you really can't create anything in your life without imagination. I'm not saying what you imagine will come into your life. What you imagine can come in. But almost nothing can come into your life unless you can imagine it first. In other words, if you can't imagine listening to these recordings, you're not going to make the decision to. Okay, think about it. In order to listen to a recording or to make a purchase, you have to imagine, what would it be like to have that? What would it be like to do coaching? What would it be like? Okay, I'd do it. What would it be like to work with Bandler? What would it be like to work with these Indians? What would it be like to? I had to imagine it first. And literally, whenever you turn your imagination over to other people, well, that's not courteous, it's not kind. And again, notice the power of repetition. And notice also how I'm leading you out of the box. Because if I lead you out of the box, I keep me out of the box. We'll be covering that in a bit. So we're going to keep rolling. How to become a real-life action Jackson. First, what I want you to do is become Italian. Okay? I want you to become Italian. In other words, I want you to be energized and entertaining. One of the things I notice about most Italians I know, they're energized and they're entertaining. If you can become energized and entertaining, by the way, people will give you their attention. And you can learn how to give them attention. Instead of, you ever notice, think about this. How many people do you know are negative entertainers? Well, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about that. See, they're actually asking permission. Let me tell you. Okay, I will. On the other hand, hey, let me tell you about this. This is really cool, right? Now, okay, become energized. Become entertaining. Become Italian. Okay? And I say it that way because, you know what? Watch any Italian in a movie. Go on YouTube and just find some entertaining Italians. You'll learn how to speak with your hands and do all sorts of fun things. Right? Learn how to tell stories. Number two, ask questions. You can ask questions to redirect. You can ask questions to initiate a conversation. Hey, Bob, what's going on good? Oh, nothing. I'll tell you what's terrible. No, no, no. Wait. Come on. Tell me what's good. Come on. What's going on that's good? I'll do that to people. I won't let up. Oh, yeah? Hey, by the way, have you thought about how you can use questions to redirect someone's mind? Have you thought about how you can use questions to direct yours? Have you noticed that I'm asking questions? Have you noticed that I'm asking questions? Are you noticing now that I'm asking questions? Literally, questions can direct the mind. What happens with when people are stuck in the mind suck, whether it's you inside your head or someone else outside their or your head. In other words, when Joe comes over and he just chronically complains. Joe, the chronic complainer, right? He's addicted. Junkie Joe is pretty much addicted to the chemicals of complaint. They create a specific state in his body, and he's used to those chemicals. Now, here's what's cool. Here's what's nice. You can give him a new cocktail. You can be his inner bartender and make some changes. And one of the most elegant ways to do that is to ask questions. We've got a bunch of articles on NLP Live about that. Make sure you read them. Or, have you thought about reading the articles on NLP Live about questions? Obviously, no matter what I share here, I never write the same article twice. I never make the same recording twice. So, can you imagine how many different things are on NLP Live you could read? Have you checked it out lately? Okay, literally, ask questions. Set direction in mind. Not hard. Okay, number three. Action Jackson number three. Something. Something else, something more, something no. You know, my eyes are only a few inches apart. My ears are just a little bit further. And from tip to tip, I'm about 6 feet or 2 meters. Now, what I want you to notice is this. We can always talk about something. Most people, that's what they do. Hey, let me tell you something. By the way, it's probably the same thing. Something, same thing. But we can always talk about something else, something more, something new. Whenever you walk up to someone, hey, tell me something else. Tell me something more. Tell me something new. By the way, I use this. And I find it actually helps people get out of the box so they're not stuck in the prison so they don't end up prematurely in a casket. Or at least I don't feel like I'm in a casket stuck with them. So, real quick bits. Okay, we're going to pause. We'll be back with the bonuses in just a moment. Hoo-ah! Bonus time! Okay, let's bring my little handout back. Bonus time. Let's talk about yin and yang balances. You know, I draw a lot on the Native American traditions because Native American traditions are very simple in and out balanced. Okay, a lot of stuff nowadays is just, it's way too in or way too out. In other words, people are seeking the magic pill, or they go inside and do decades of therapy. And I'm not a fan of decades of therapy. You know, if you're doing some good work, it shouldn't be all that repetitious. Whenever, you go to someone and say, tell me about the same problems again this week. Tell me about your problems. Tell me about your problems. So, what new problems do you have this week, Joe? Yeah, I've been in those rooms, not interested. But let's talk about big arse bonuses. The yin and the yang, I know that's not Apache scalp, but they had their terms, But the yin and yang are pretty much the popular terms, so I'll use those. By the way, I'll use them for one reason. Let's talk about repetition. Most people are familiar with yin and yang. Yin, female. Yang, male. If I use some of the old Indian words, you're probably not familiar with them. But, again, familiarization leads to understanding. And I point that out again with helping you get this. You know, repeat good stuff. Repeat empowering stuff. Repeat positive stuff, honest to God, it makes a difference. Think about this. If you throw away a dollar a day, at the end of the year, you've thrown away $365. If you double the amount that you throw away every day, so if the first day you throw away one, the second day two, the third day four, the fourth day eight, the fifth day 16, then you throw away 32. That's really how it all works. That's called compounding. That's part of another course that we have. But literally, what I want you to do is think about this. If you got to stay in yin and yang balance. Literally, I can compound how fast you get this course by using the terms yin and yang instead of using the Indian terms. You know, whenever you're communicating with people, you know, you're going to have to train them. As a leader, you get to train them in the art of positivity and in the areas of power. Instead of having, you know, literally, you can train people around you to walk in power. That will help you walk in power. On the other hand, you could be a wuss and a wimp. So, all depends on how courteous and how kind you really want to be. Back to the yin and yang balances. So we use those terms because you've probably heard of them before, and that makes me teaching this a lot easier. You'll notice when you start training people with power and positivity, at first it's a little hard. But over time, it'll become easier and easier. So, a couple thoughts. Number one, the first yin and yang balance that we toss into this mix is about taking care of your internal visual and your internal auditory. Internal yang, okay? This is what I used to repeat when I was running a lot back in my 20s. Strong, sexy, healthy, young, tough. Every time a foot hit the ground, strong, sexy, healthy, young, tough. Strong, sexy, healthy, young, tough. So the foot hits the ground, strong, sexy, healthy, young, tough. Build in something like that. Use that to occupy your mind in a way that's positive. Literally occupying your mind. We've currently got this Occupy Wall Street thing going on. Occupy your mind. The yang way to do it is basically with these little yang insertions. Strong, sexy, healthy, young, tough. And I link it to something physical. Right foot hitting the ground as I run. Strong, right foot. Sexy, right foot. Healthy, right foot. Okay, I remember this from 20 years ago. The number one yin side. So the first one is mostly auditory. The yin side, in the way we're teaching this one, is on internal visual. What I want you to do is put yourself in a meditative state, relax, breathe deep, settle down. And while you're settling down, I want you to imagine your life. I want you to imagine a scene that implies something wonderful. In other words, if we imagine a scene where I'm enjoying the company of wonderful people in my home, in my garden, I'm enjoying a scene with wonderful people talking about positive things. I'm enjoying a scene with wonderful people talking about positive things, several of them being clients that have flown in from overseas to just hang out with me, to do some training. And after the training, they stick around for a week, we show them some of the sights, and we hang out in the garden. So when I imagine that, that implies some things. That implies that my business has grown. That implies that I've done what it takes for my business to grow. Get it? I don't sit around and tell my mind I must grow my business. My business must grow. That's called trying to manage your mind. To lead your mind, to be a leader, what I can do is I can imagine a scene that implies that I've done those things. And if I imagine that scene realistically enough, that pulls me towards it and literally drives me to do those things. So, yin-yang balance is number two. Let's take care of our kinesthetic. In other words, the physicalness of the body. Okay? Number two, yin. Let's talk about still and sunk. In an audio video, well, in an audio, it's hard for me to teach some of the old Qigongs, some of the old exercises from the Scouts, some of the ways of walking and moving that help you to be still and sink. But just those words, still and sink, said that way, take a few moments every day to be still and to sink. Allow your mind to go lower in your body. Allow your body to discover the lower minds. The lower minds of joy. The lower minds of peace. What it's like to be in the belly. In the lower minds in the belly, the yin minds, we notice that the Buddha, sometimes he's shown with a big belly, sometimes with a very masculine belly. But the Buddha is always shown with an interesting, peculiar kind of belly. So our attention is brought there. That's the yin. The yang side is more like most of this recording. It's energetic, it's energized, and explosive at times. Most people, they're not energized and explosive at all. What I want you to do is explore being energized and explosive. So literally, you can do energized and explosive movements. We've got a great martial arts video where I demonstrate those things. How to be energized and explosive, bang, and take someone's head off from like an inch or two away. It's the old yang fighting methods. They're lovely. And they teach you how to be energized and how to be explosive. You'll notice in the ashrams, you know, in Eat, Pray, Love, one of the things that they showed was the meditative side of the ashram. They also showed the dancing and celebratory side of the ashram. Most people who take yoga don't do the yang side. Most people who are celebratory and party-like don't do the yin side. At a well-balanced ashram, not just a yoga class, you know, they have the chanting in the morning. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, the people dancing and banging things together. That's the yang side, and we also have the yin side. Time to be still. To sink, to meditate. And so to close things up with the final bonus, and then we'll do a tiny bit of repeat, let's explore this for a few minutes. We'll call this the push. It's the I, the U push. So the I, U push goes like this. Let me bring up my notes because I want to say it exactly like I have it in the notes. So, you know what it's like when you, or you know how it is, it's like when you use phrases like this, what you're doing is you're literally putting something inside of somebody. Oh, you know what it's like when your back hurts. Well, no, I don't, but I can start imagining it now, and for some reason my back hurts. Okay? If we're going to use the I, you push, see, it's more correct to say, I know what it's like when my back hurts. That sounds a little awkward, but in our society, we're all about programming and controlling each other, even though we won't admit it. But that's pretty much what's happening out there. And what I want you to do is to be a leader so that people don't have to manage each other. Because that's crazy. Anyway, the I, you push. You know what it's like when you, if you use that kind of phrase, what I want you to do whenever you use that kind of phrase is to be positive, powering, and purposeful. In other words, if you're using, you know what it's like when you feel good? Yeah, it's not a question. You know what it's like when you feel good about something. You know what it's like whenever you're energized enough to go do something with your life. Oh, now we're talking power, positive, purpose. You know what it's like when you start to find your purpose. You know when you start looking around and you realize, you know what, it's been obvious all the time. You know what it's like. If you're going to use, you know what it's like, you know what it's like whenever you decide to take power into your own hands and not wait for politicians to make the change. You know what it's like when you decide you're going to be the change. By the way, Gandhi, pretty powerful dude. You can read about him at NLPLive.com and also at 2020unleashed.com. You know, Gandhi, basically by helping people to become empowered, yeah, totally changed the map of the world. He moved more millions just by basically telling people, get your own salt. Do what it takes. Grow up. Stop trying to be courteous and kind. You know what it's like whenever you finally decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to not be a wuss. I'm not going to be a wimp. I'm going to do what it takes. Because if I let my buddy Joe one more time run the same crap and try to put it in my head, I'm letting him be discourteous. And then we both have to pay the price. I'm letting him be unkind. And I'm not that kind of guy. Listen, here is something that I want you to do. I want you to take control of your mind by learning how to stop other people from controlling yours out of the excuse of being courteous or the excuse of being kind. If you decide to do that, you know, your whole world's going to change. And the world around you is going to change. So here's the deal. I just might put up the first and the last bits of this recording. What I just recorded and that first little recording. Because if I do that, well, maybe that'll make a difference. You see, here's the deal. God, if I could, I'd give it away. But for the most part, people wouldn't listen. One of the things that I notice when I interview people is this. Whenever they download something for free, they rarely use it. On the other hand, whenever they pay for it, they do. In other words, when people are, you know, they don't value their time, they'll dump on you. When you don't value your time, you'll dump on yourself. And when you start to value your life, you'll stop letting them do it, which will stop them doing it to themselves, which will also free your mind. And that's what Apache Scout Mind Control 2012 is all about. Get the whole package. Visit NLPlive.com and, just get it. Just get it. If you don't have the whole thing, if you already have it, thank you. And I tell you what it all comes down to is this. We can make a difference in the lives of those around us. We can make a difference in our lives. But what we need to do is become more natural. Because it doesn't do us any good to preach a message that we're not living. I get to preach this message and live this message as I preach it, as I share it. One of the things that I love about the Apache Scouts, whenever I was really messed up after the Camp Hill prison riots, I wanted to learn how to live in the woods to get away from everyone, to get away from everything. I wanted to learn how to survive. At that point, I already had survived. But what I'm learning now, and what I'm sharing now, is how to thrive. Because quite literally, as long as you let people come over and they say, I'm surviving, that's going to get programmed into your head. On the other hand, whenever you learn how to compound your time, in other words, when you stop them and dead in their tracks, you're learning how to stop you dead in your tracks whenever stupidness shows up, and you both get to live more. And what happens is, you're going to start attracting people who want to learn how to do this, whether they know it consciously or not. And here's one of the beautiful things. As I practice, as I improve, and I talk to people that have worked with me, they help me sharpen my skills. They help me sharpen my focus. They help me engage my clarity. Because if I have clarity, I can make powerful decisions. If I have energy, I can act on them. And that's what a big part of this series is about. So, I do want to thank you for listening to Apache Scout Mind Control 2012. If you have the complete package, again, I thank you. If you've only listened to the first and last bits, again, I thank you. Pick up the whole thing. And again, for some reason I feel drawn to talk about money here. We did the NLP of Money Project. It's been one of the most interesting, fascinating, fun, and successful packages that I've put out in the past 5 years. And I think one of the reasons why is the energy that we put into it. And part of the energy going into it basically was, I'm not going to put this out there for a $5 download. What I am going to do with this is I'm going to put it out there so people got to invest a little bit. Because they either believe in me or they don't. They believe in themselves or they don't. And if they're going to be wishy-washy, well, I'm not sure. Well, that's what you get in life. Well, I'm not sure. If you're walking around saying, well, I'm not sure, people are going to dump on you that are sure. They're going to dump on you when they're sure that the world sucks. They're going to dump on you whenever they're sure you'll listen. And on the other hand, whenever you get sure, whenever you get certain, you know, that's what matters. I'm certain enough. You know, it's funny. When we were doing the NLP of Money Package, again, I want to make sure I close this loop. One of the things that I talked about in there was, if you really believe in what you do, feel free to charge for it. Because I've worked with way too many people that say, oh, I love it, I could never do it for money. I know how much people like it, I could never do it for money. What I could do for money instead, and this is a common pattern, so that's probably why I'm sharing it, I'm going to struggle for money, because subconsciously, I worship struggle. I worship suffering. You know, Jesus, the cross, all that stuff. Well, the big deal is Jesus and the cross bit, that lasted a couple hours, a couple days. Okay? If that's what you buy into, think about it. If it's not what you buy into, it doesn't matter. But either way, look at this. When we talk about suffering, we talk about pain, God, people are getting stuck there. People are actually getting stuck there. I've been there, you've been there. And part of it means that we can... By the way, how many books have been written about martyrs? Lots. How many? Yep, he was a good guy. He pushed himself till he died for his family. Oh, yeah? Be nice if he stuck around, wouldn't it? That's a big reason why I teach what I teach and do what I do. I want good people to stick around. That's also a big part behind the Apache Scout stuff. You know, the Yang methods that I teach. It's all about good people having the skills and the strengths to stick around. So, do what it takes. Stick around. God, is that it? Is that where I want to stop? Yeah. No, it isn't. One more. It's 2012. I'm making this January 1st, 2012. Here's the deal. A lot of people are saying the end of the world's coming. I say every day is a virgin birth. You know? Every day you've got the opportunity to give, to conceive of something and to give birth to something. It's up to you. The most powerful element in your life is you. Okay? Don't discount yourself. Step out of your stories. Help other people to do the same. Okay, that's it. I'm done. We're almost at 60 minutes. Have a wonderful day. Again, my name is Mr. 2020. Visit NLPlive.com. This is Apache Scout 2012. The Mind Suck Eliminator. I hope you enjoyed it. See ya.